Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. And I'm just hanging out. The cats are on the bed. Sydney is right here next to me. And Starshine just jumped on the bed again. It's April 9th, 2024. And it's almost 3 o'clock, almost 3 p.m. And I'm just hanging out here. I'm bored, so I'm doing another audio journal. He was here yesterday, and he'll be here tomorrow again. The pest control is coming tomorrow. Because I still keep hearing stuff like under the house, like animals under the house. And I don't know if it's mice or rats or opossums, I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah, not too much is going on. I slept a lot today. I woke up at 7:30 to feed Starshine. He didn't wake me up too early. Sometimes he wakes me up at 4 in the morning. One time he woke me up at 3:30 in the morning to feed him. And so yeah, I fed him and then ate some breakfast and then went back to sleep until 12:30 in the afternoon. And so yeah, I do have some music to play for you, and so yeah, he will be here tomorrow, I can't wait. And hopefully he listens to the whole thing. And so yeah, nothing really going on. I want to see the Garfield movie. It comes out May 24th. And I'm not a big Garfield fan, but that movie does look good, though. And, yeah, I don't really have much to talk about. Not too much is going on. I'm just trying to think. Yeah, it's just a really lazy day today. I'm so tired today for some reason. Anyway, I'll get straight into the music. I will kick it off with some Christina Aguilera, so I will step aside and be back in a moment.
All I want is you.
Closer to Free by the Bodines, and that song came out in 1993, and it's from their fifth studio album called Go Slow Down, and it's the band's biggest hit. It peaked at number 16 on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 11 in Australia, and it was number one in Canada after its re-release in 1996, and it was featured as the theme song of the TV series Party of Five. And Bodines is an American rock band formed in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is outside of Milwaukee. And so, anyway, it's a nice day out today. It's 76 degrees. And tomorrow and Thursday, it'll be 81 degrees. And then it'll dip down to 62 as a high on Friday, and then only 53 degrees as a high on Saturday.
Swimming in trouble, baby. Found your phone. I'm really itching to go. We're the only two standing, baby. And that's enough champagne, baby.
That was Leave Here With Me by Sister Sparrow. And Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds is a Brooklyn, New York-based seven-piece soul-slash-rock band formed in 2008. And that song is from their fourth studio album titled Gold, which came out in 2018.
For you, I've been dying.
Farshan just jumped on the bed again. And he keeps coming in and out of the room. He just wanders around the house and just... kind of like me. I don't know if you just heard him in the background. He just meowed. And so... I just played Number One Crush by Garbage, and I'm a big fan of the band Garbage. And, speaking of Garbage, we have to get, like, the garbage set up here because, like, we still don't have, like, the garbage cans or whatever, so he just, like, takes the garbage and brings it back to his house and puts it in his garbage. So, yeah, we have to set that up. I wrote down, like, the name of the company or whatever, like, for the garbage. But anyway, yeah, I'm a big fan of the band Garbage, and I was thinking of doing a separate audio journal just devoted to the band Garbage, because they have a lot of great songs, like almost every song that I've heard I like. And so yeah, that song came out in 1995, and it was made popular after it was featured on the modernized film adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, the movie Romeo and Juliet from 1996. Next up, I have a song by the band Muse, and it's called Madness. I don't know if you've heard this before. It's pretty popular. It's very popular. It came out in 2012, and it's an electronic rock, synth pop, soft rock, and R&B song. And according to NME, Madness draws influences from Queen's I Want to Break Free, George Michael's Faith, and some instrumental elements of George Michael's other hit, I Want Your Sex. And so I love the Queen song, I Want to Break Free. I recently played it on my audio journal. And so here's just, I'll play it again. And then I'm going to play the Muse song and see if you can spot the similarities. The song is so good. So when I listened to both of them, I couldn't really spot like the influences or the, I couldn't really detect any of the influences from those two songs, this song and then George Michael's song Faith. But maybe, I'm not a music expert, but maybe you can spot the differences. Here's Madness by Muse.
I can't get these memories out. some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and I have finally realized what you mean. Now I need to know, is this real love or is it just madness keeping us afloat? But when I look back at all the crazy fights we had, it's like some kind of madness was taking control. Yeah, now I have finally seen the light, and I have finally realized what you need.
So I just played Madness by Muse, and before that I played I Want to Break Free by Queen. And so now I'm going to play a little bit of George Michael, Faith, and see if you can spot the similarities. Because Madness by Muse draws influences from I Want to Break Free and this, Faith, by George Michael.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody. I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
I love that song. Unfortunately, I can't see, I'm not a music expert, and I can't really see that many similarities between the two songs, between Madness by Muse and George Michael's Faith, but a lot of people can, though, and I haven't watched any videos, YouTube videos on it or anything like that. I'm just listening, like, for the first time to these, I've heard the songs before, obviously. I know the songs, but I just listened to them back to back for the first time, and I can't really see, like, that much influence that the song Faith has on Madness. To me, they seem like two totally different songs. But again, I'm not a music expert at all. Well, I have kind of a small playlist, because I'm very picky about my songs. My YouTube music playlist, I only have 600 songs on this one particular playlist that I'm building, and I'm very picky about the songs that I put on it, and but I'm continuing to add more songs to it. I think I have 620 songs on it, and I am going to keep looking for more songs, but as I continue my audio journaling, I will continue to play more songs from my YouTube music playlist. And so, yeah, that's all that I have for today. I'm going to close out this audio journal and sign off, and I will talk to you later. Goodbye.